It was a full house for Vladimir Putin's annual press conference, with thousands of Russian and foreign journalists eager to ask the Russian president a question. Many issues were raised, and Press TV asked Putin about U.S. sanctions against Iran at the time of ongoing nuclear negotiations following a deal between Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany.
As concerns sanctions, I am sure that this is a counterproductive decision. This won't produce anything good for settling the problem. I hope movements in this direction will not be a barrier to all of us moving toward a solution to the Iranian nuclear problem.
Vladimir Putin reiterated that Iran is entitled to enrich uranium for peaceful purposes. Putin said that the international community has no right to demand any discriminatory restrictions on Iran. During the four-hour press conference, the Russian president also summarized results of 2013 for the country.
The latest statistics for our economy are a change for real GDP from last year is 1.4%, inflation is 6.1%, which is slightly less than last year, although that's not bad indicators.
Putin answered a total of 52 questions, ranging from domestic issues to the situation in Ukraine. After the conference, Putin made a surprise announcement about pardoning Mikhail Khodorkovsky, a former Russian tycoon who's in prison for tax evasion. The Russian president's annual press conference is a chance for journalists to quiz Vladimir Putin on important issues. It has become one of the biggest media events in the country. It's broadcast live on many news channels and radio stations in Russia for the whole duration. Julia Lyubova, Press TV, Moscow.